Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kahuj to stay with the evening news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lauds NCC for constantly inspiring youth towards nation building. Uttarakhand becomes first state to implement uniform civil court. Nagaland Chief Secretary Dr. J. Alam calls for boosting TB elimination efforts. And Nagaland Police receives 943 complaints of cyber financial fraud since February 2022. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today attended the annual National Cadet Corps NCC PM rally at the Karaipa Parade Ground in New Delhi. The theme for this year's NCC PM rally is Yuva Shakti Viksit Bharat. Addressing the event, Mr. Modi highlighted the government's efforts towards removing many obstacles faced by the country's youth in the last 10 years, noting that the NCC has constantly inspired youth of India towards nation building. He expressed pride at the largest uniform youth organization.
2014 में एनसीसी कैडेट्स की संख्या करीब 14 लाख थी, आज ये संख्या 20 लाख तक पहुंच गई है। ये गर्व की बात है कि इसमें 8 लाख से ज्यादा गर्ल क्रेडिट है। आज हमारे एनसीसी कैडेट्स डिजास्टर मैनेजमेंट में अहम भूमिका निभा रहे हैं। स्पोर्ट्स की दुनिया में भी एनसीसी कैडेट अपना परचम लहरा रहे हैं। मुझे गर्व है कि एनसीसी दुनिया का लार्जेस्ट यूनिफॉर्म यूथ ऑर्गेनाइजेशन है।
The rally is witnessing participation by 144 young cadets from 18 friendly foreign countries, besides more than 650 volunteers from Mira Yuva Bharat. Education Ministry and Tribal Affairs from across the nation are attending the rally as special guests. Uttarakhand has become the first state to implement the Uniform Civil Court UCC to establish a uniform and equal set of rules on marriage, divorce, succession and inheritance for all citizens except scheduled tribes. It was implemented from today with the inauguration of the Rules and UCC portal by Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dami in Dehradun. The UCC aims to standardize personal civil laws, ensuring equal rights for all citizens. Chief Secretary of Nagaland Dr. J. Alam today called for efforts to boost the ongoing 100-day TB elimination campaign, emphasizing the need for early treatment and outreach programs. He was addressing the meeting of administrative heads of departments and heads of departments at Secretariat Conference Hall in Kohima, which was also virtually attended by deputy commissioners, DCs from the districts. Noting the ongoing campaign across the country, Dr. Alam highlighted the three target districts of Kohima, Mon and Waka in Nagaland. He asserted the need to give further impetus to make the campaign successful in the state.
As far as the state is concerned, it has great implication for us, in the sense we all know that untreated TB in the first phase it is infectious, number one. Number two, it is fatal. So if it is untreated, it is fatal. And thirdly, if preventive action can be taken, if timely action can be taken, then the cost of treatment is also not much. And we are all in the insurance-based health system now. So the more action we take at the initial stage, the better it is for our health system.
Calling for intensive outreach and awareness initiatives, Dr. Alam asked the DCs to devise strategies and engage civil society and church organizations as well as individuals to achieve the targeted outcomes. During the meeting, the Chief Secretary administered the TB Free India Pledge. Chief Minister Nipurio met with a group of state government advocates today. In a social media post, Mr. Rio said the meeting discussed various issues and concerns related to the welfare of advocates. The Chief Minister urged them to continue putting forth their best efforts in representing the state government. Nagaland Police has received a total of 943 complaints through the 1930 helpline for reporting cyber financial fraud since its inception in February 2022. Police said an amount of 8,84,20,305 rupees have been reported to be defrauded, while 1,20,91,314 rupees has been frozen from 2006 accounts, a report.
The 1930 Citizen Financial Cyber Fraud Management and Reporting System is a helpline number operational in Nagaland since 1st February 2022. Victims of cyber financial fraud can call this helpline and report their complaint by giving details of the debited or credited accounts, amount of money lost, and transaction details. On receiving the complaint, the bank account or e-wallets of the fraudsters can be frozen immediately, and legal mechanism for reimbursing the lien amount can be availed. Mary Akash Vani News, Kohima.
Police has advised victims of cyber financial fraud to immediately call 1930 with their complaint and also report to the nearest police station. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The State Health Department has extended the permissible reimbursement period for the treatment tied to all CMHIS government employees and pensioners. Reimbursement will now be permissible for treatment undergone between 1st November 2022 and 28th March 2024, which supersedes the previous period of 1st November 2022 to 31st December 2023. For claims, applications with supporting documents need to be uploaded on the official portal at cmhis.nagaland.gov.in. The department has requested all concerned individuals to note the updated deadlines and comply with the relevant guidelines to ensure smooth processing of claims. The Walker District Committee for Lighthouse School under the Nectar Project held a meeting today for stakeholder sensitization. The meeting centered on the upcoming construction of the Lighthouse Complex. Joint Secretary and Deputy Project Director NEP Nectar Avelu Ruho highlighted the project's goal to enhance education quality in government schools, especially in rural areas. Government Higher Secondary School Walker has been selected as a center of excellence under the project. Ruho also emphasized the need for civil society support in overcoming challenges during implementation. Meanwhile, Deputy Commissioner Vinit Kumar assured full administrative support for the project. The Department of Fisheries and Aquatic Resources today installed more than 10 aquariums in Kiffri. This first-time initiative in the district is aimed at sensitizing importance of fish for health and as stress relievers. Speaking to Akashvani News Kohima, District Fishery Officer Nzanthang Yanthan said the department has so far provided only domesticated fish like common carp and will bring ornamental fishes soon. Mr. Yanthan highlighted that the district has more than 40 species of ornamental fishes in the wild. The inaugural season of the much-anticipated Nagaland Super League NSL will kick off tomorrow with thrilling matchups that promise to captivate football fans across the state. In the opening match, Barak Football Club will take on Nagaland United Sports Club at 6:15 p.m. in Tsumikidima Football Stadium Police Complex. The match will commence after a grand inaugural ceremony. Fans can secure the tickets through official ticketing partner Ahibi.in. And in weather, India Meteorological Department has forecast likely rainfall activity in isolated places over Nagaland and its adjoining states from 29th of this month. It said rain and thunder showers are likely to continue till the end of the week. The weather body predicted that no significant change in minimum temperatures is likely over the region. And now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lauds NCC for constantly inspiring youth towards nation building. Uttarakhand becomes first state to implement uniform civil court. Nagaland Chief Secretary Dr. J. Alam calls for boosting TB elimination efforts. And Nagaland Police receives 943 complaints of cyber financial fraud since February 2022. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Good night.